The funny weekly summary for the 22nd, 29th of January. I want to refer to 5 times in my life when I've done a Johnny Walker. I was nicknamed a 17-year-old boy. I was nicknamed then Johnny Walker. Why? Because I hated the boarding school that my parents put me in Haifa in Israel. They went on Aliyah. They went to live in Israel when I was very young. And I hated it. I hated the boarding school. And because I hated it so much, my mind was sinking an overdrive, a very young, alert, naughty boy, and I was manipulating and playing and trying to figure it out. How on earth do I get myself out of here? I hadn't a clue. I hadn't a clue what was going to unfold. But one thing I knew is I wasn't going to stay there forever. I wasn't going to be trapped in a prison in a boarding school. And it was a crazy boarding school. Oh, absolutely crazy. So what did I do? I hated it from my heart. And therefore, automatically, I found the light. I found the love. I found in my mind, in my thoughts, the love. And where was that? It was my grandparents in Manchester. So that was the answer. The light, the love was my grandparents. Right, so I'll go home to my parents. I hate it. Oh, why can't I go and stay with Nana and Grandad in Manchester? Why can't I stay? I'll go to school there. I'll make it work. I'll find them. Oh, come on, please. I drove them crazy for 3 months. September, October, November, December of 1981. I drove my parents crazy in order to get what I knew was really right for me. I didn't know about whether it be guardian angels or whether there was a god in the world. I didn't know whether how the magic was going to unfold. I didn't know anything about astrology then. All I knew was I hated, and I'm going to word you the way, I hated my situation. I hated it, and I'll make it work. I'll find a way. So eventually my parents gave in. My grandparents said yes, and there I was on the plane on my own back to Manchester, to England. And I just knew, one way or another, I just knew I had to make it work. And because I really wanted to make it work, when I went to the interview with the school that I went to in my sixth form, I was nice to them. I was nice. I was a goody-goody. I wanted to make it work so much that I was exceptional. I was a goody-goody. Yes, please. My maths teacher, my physics teacher, my biology teacher, my chemistry teacher. Yeah. I was a goody-goody. I was a goody-goody. I love them. I love Mr. Hudson, Mr. Hunter, Mr. Brooks, Mr. Levan, my teachers. I love my teachers because I hated. I didn't want to go back to the past. I didn't want to go. So I loved it. I love my grandparents and I love the people everywhere I connected to. I loved. Now, when we go into that zone of our lives, because we've been in a bad zone, really, really bad, really painful, we enjoy the light so much more. First example. Second example is when I was a student, I was in college. I went to, did summer jobs. It was actually a winter season job. It was winter season job, summer jobs. I did jobs in hotels. One summer I painted and decorated. I loved that actually, one summer. And then one winter season, I went to work in a Jewish hotel, Grindelwald, in Switzerland. In the mountains. And I thought, well, the way it was advertised is you work 5 days and you have 2 days off, and then you can do some skiing and you can do some sledging and you can enjoy the winter sunshine. You can enjoy the winter skiing. I thought, okay, I'll work like a donkey for 5 days and then I'll have 2 days off to enjoy for myself. Wouldn't it be nice? After 5 days of working like a donkey, because after all, we were students and we were treated like donkeys. We were treated worse than donkeys. We were treated so badly. I hated it so much that after 4 days, I didn't even get paid for the fifth day. I thought it was a good idea. It looked good. It looked fantastic. It looked razzle dazzle. And then I hated it. Oh, fuck it. I don't give a shit about not getting paid. I'm not staying here anymore. I then went to stay with a friend in Lugano, in Switzerland, and then I covered the rest of my winter holidays. Okay, it was a bit of a disaster. I didn't get paid anything, but I'd rather sacrifice the money, I should say, than for my happiness. I was so unhappy. Oh, I wasn't going to get away from it again. We sacrifice certain things in our lives because of happiness or unhappiness. We'd rather walk away. Those of you who've ever been married and divorced, and sometimes you walk away financially. You walk away, yeah, I don't give a shit. I don't care what it's going to cost me. I'd rather be happy than stay in a toxic relationship. My marriage, I got married the first time I got married in 1989. Young and immature, but it was young and stupid, young and happy-go-lucky. What have I got to lose? Oh, I'll give it a try. That's what we do. We don't think when we're young. We don't really think. Even though some friends said, no, she's no good for you. She'll make mincemeat out of you. She'll walk all over you. Oh, she's a pain in the ass. Friends of a friend got messages to me saying, no, don't do it. Don't do it. But nah, I didn't listen. I still went in there, got married. And after a month, I couldn't take it. We had a big fight. She wanted this. I wanted that. She wanted to live in Golders Green. I wanted to live in Stamford Hill. She wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. Fine, non-stop fight. And after 1 month, just 1 month, I said, we need a break. We need time out. We need a break. This is not working after 1 month of marriage. 1 month. And then I went on, I had a friend in Basel in Switzerland, Harry Goldstein, and I went to stay with him because I just couldn't take it. I realized early on, and it's a good thing I realized early on, that it's better to get out of it early on than to put up with it. And yeah, it was a big shock to everybody that I got married and divorced very quickly within a few months. It was a bit of a shock. People tried to make it up, but within 6 months from the marriage, we were divorced already. Definition of being honest with ourselves is if it doesn't work initially, if you're realizing that it doesn't work, it's time to run and get away from it. And then the next time in my life was really, really naughty. I was really, really naughty in Miami, Florida. Yes, I was attracted. Yes, ticked all the boxes. It was a gamble for an Englishman to go and live and move and go and live in the States. It was a gamble to move from one country to the next. But happy-go-lucky Johnny Maxwell, I gave it a try, and I just then realised, I'm going to really have to do a U-turn here. I quit my job in London in 2005 to go and live in Miami, Florida. I quit. In order to have that new life, I had to let go of everything. I sold my car, I sold my business, I sold everything. Everything I had, I got rid of it in order to go and have the new life. And then I realized, oh shit, I've made a big mistake. Oh no, not again. I stuck it out for a bit longer because of the U-turn factor. And the U-turn in life means sometimes we realize, oh, do I have to go back? Oh no, do I have to go back and have the reset? Oh no, I don't want to go back. You know, when I was young in the boarding school, I didn't go back, didn't want to go back. So I didn't go back. When I was married and divorced, I didn't go back. Right? But this second marriage, dearie me. And then we come to the conclusion, I've got no choice. I've got to accept it, accept my ego, accept my the defeat, accept the truth. It's not working out. And then in January of 2007, I got on that plane on one-way journey back to London, back to the business, back to working like for my boss. He did appreciate me coming back. And because he appreciated me coming back, and I crushed my ego, I let my ego be crushed. And because I conceded and told him he was right, because he told me anyway I was right, not to go to the States. But because I agreed, and because I humbly, and I use the word humble pie, we've all had to do it. We've all had to suck it up. We've all had to have that humble pie moment. Because of that, he therefore said, look, I'm going to pay you more. I'm going to give you a different commission structure. I'm going to pay you differently to what I paid you before because I want to retain you, because I missed you. He missed me for 2 years. He really missed me. So he paid me differently. He structured the commission differently. And therefore, I did stay there for 6 years afterwards. Definition of our lives is all about trial and error, making mistakes, but refusing to make those mistakes ever again. getting it right, finally getting it right. And therefore, this week's energy, because of the Sun and Pluto in Aquarius, and because of the full moon in Leo, there's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a lot, hell of a lot of revolutionary energies in the whole world for everyone. It's a transit astrology. After all, we're on planet Earth, and the revolution says, if I've been doing something a certain way, obviously, and I'm not happy, then obviously I'm doing something wrong. Whatever you're intrinsically not happy about, whatever is getting on, it's up to you. You're the master of your own ship. You do something about it. Even though you might not be configured like me, even though you might not have a nickname called Johnny Walker, you still got the ability. Transit astrology gives you the strength and the ability to get it done, to do what life wants you to do, to get your lives moving forward. All the planets are direct, but the way that we get it done is emotion, feelings. That's right, the feeling. Here we come to moon astrology, and hence that's why I know, personally, I know from my life, and I know from your life as well, I know from everyone's life, that the strength of your emotions is what creates success and failure in your lives. The reason why you create success is because you don't want to live like a failure anymore. You're unhappy. Your emotions make you hurt you. Your feelings, not somebody else's feelings, it's your feelings that hurts you, that makes you make the changes. Your love feelings for somebody is the reason why they don't, that you, well, you love them, and it's your destiny to love them. And because you love them so much, it excites your heart. And because you feel your heart being excited, their hearts are excited, and therefore it's a two-way relationship. You know, it's good for you. The most remarkable thing I've seen over many years, and I have to say this is as an older gentleman than many of you youngsters, right? I'm older than a lot of you. I've seen it over many, many years. The most important thing in life are relationships. The people we connect to. Now, we're not supposed to be goody-goodies to everybody. We are destined to hate certain types of people. We're destined to hate toxic people. We're destined to hate selfish people. I mean, after all, say you were looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they were selfish, absolutely selfish. Everybody says they're selfish, 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 selfish. Just because they look pretty on the outside or handsome on the outside doesn't mean you're going to have a relationship with them. You'd be an idiot. If somebody's selfish, they are toxic. So that's not a good relationship. That's not good. You're not going to get into a relationship with that. If you go on a date with somebody, maybe they're having fun now. If you go on a date with somebody and they invite you out for a restaurant meal and then comes the check at the end of it and they say, look, you pay. You pay for the meal, right? You go mad. They invited you and you're paying for it. It's like going to a wedding and then asking you to pay for the wedding meal. No, no, you invited me. Why should I pay for it? You invited me. You said you were paying and now you're not paying. Well, I don't want that. The definition, therefore, of what we're going into is fairness. And fairness means happiness. But when it comes more energy than you expected, that is a miracle, magical energy. When the full moon will create more excitement than you imagine, more happiness than you are, more love than you happen, more than you expect, then you know it's a good thing. Whatever it is that comes into your life this week, it's that more. When you go for a cup of coffee, or you have a drink with somebody, or you have a meal with somebody new that you haven't met or you haven't known till now, when you go for a business meeting and your boss will then say, we're talking about commission, I want to pay you more. I want to give you more money. I want to give you something more. When life wants to give you more than you expected, you know it's a miracle. There's no catches. There's no strings attached. It's simply life gives people more because you're a receptacle. You're a receiving energy for that something more. However, for all the grumpy, miserable people in the world, if they are in a relationship and they hate their husband, they hate their wife, he gets on my nerves, I don't like him, I don't like her. Some of my ex-girlfriends especially, when they were just getting used to each other, they complained, I don't like where you live, I don't like your apartment, I don't like your this, I don't like that, when they start with I don't like this, or they complain about this, they complain about that, automatically in my mind, in my head goes, that's it, we're done. We're finished. It's over. Hey, you're not staying in my life anymore. I'm dumping you. I'm getting rid of you. I say it in my mind even before I've actually done it in real life. I've already made my mind up. Nope, you're complaining? Fuck you. That's gone. It's over. It's finished. It's doomed. You compliment me. You're happy. Oh, now we're going somewhere. Now we're moving somewhere. Now I can see it going. But you're complaining. The moment they start complaining because I've had this trauma of ex-wives and ex-girlfriends, because I'm sure you have as well. As soon as somebody starts complaining, oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. I've got to get rid of this one. Getting rid of it is detachment. Getting rid of it is Sun and Pluto in Aquarius. And then automatically you'll be happy being freed from the toxic. But more importantly is that you're desiring now, I want to live in positive energy. I remember saying to my second ex-wife, I said to her back in the summer of 2007, I said, look, I don't mind staying friends with you as long as you talk nicely to me. If you talk nicely to me as friends, then I'll continue talking to you forever. The moment you start going ranting and arguing and shouting and screaming at me and going hysterical with me, that's the moment that you'll never, ever speak to me ever again. And it was back in the summer of 2007. That's it. I've never spoken to her ever since because you ranted and go on and on and on and on. That was it. It was all over. Finished. You speak people, somebody speaks nicely to you, it means it's good. Somebody is horrible to you, it means it's bad. Simple as that. Simple. Yes and no is the age of Aquarius. Life is too short to be attached to people who are full of negativity, complaining, blah, 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 blah. Moving into this season now, it's all about, and I use the season of Age of Aquarius, Pluto in Aquarius is now irreversible for the rest of our lives, and it wants to upgrade each and every one of us. Some of you have been waiting for this upgrade for a hell of a long time. Others of you don't even know what's coming yet. But one thing is for sure, it's going to be changing all our lives irreversibly.